Laudato Jesus Christus. This is the English program of Vatican Radio.
Hello and welcome to this edition of our English feature program. I'm Philippa Hitchin. On the eve of Pope Benedict's first visit to France, we take a look at events scheduled for Paris and Lourdes, where the Pope will take part in celebrations for the 150th anniversary of the Marian apparitions to the young Bernadette Soubirous. Hear from one of the French bishops who'll be welcoming the Pope to Paris, from the chaplain for English-speaking pilgrims in Lourdes, and stay tuned for part two of our radio drama recounting the life of Saint Bernadette of Lourdes. The role of faith in a multicultural society, the challenges facing the French Church, and the enduring message of the Marian Shrine of Lourdes. These themes are likely to be at the top of the papal agenda for the next few days during Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to France. With just a few hours to go until the Pope leaves by plane for Paris at the start of this four-day visit, organisers are putting the final touches on preparations that have been going on for months in the French capital and in the small town of Lourdes at the foot of the Pyrenees in southwestern France. After arriving at Orly Airport in Paris, the Pope will meet with President Nicolas Sarkozy before addressing intellectuals and other representatives of French culture and society at the recently restored Collège des Bernardins. On Friday evening, he celebrates Vespers at Notre Dame Cathedral, and the following morning visits the French Institute and celebrates Mass in front of the former military hospital Les Invalides. Among the church leaders welcoming Pope Benedict on this, his first visit to France on Friday, will be Bishop Jean-Yves Riocreux, head of the Diocese of Pontoise in the northern suburb of Paris. He told me more about the expectations ahead of the Pope's arrival in the French capital.
Since the end of August, the preparations are going very fast because the groups, because the priests, because the religious want to be part of the different celebration of the Pope, mainly on Friday with the Vespers in Notre Dame of Paris and the Mass in the center of Paris Saturday morning. And we expect thousands of Christians coming for this papal Mass, celebrated with 30 bishops, bishops of the Île-de-France, the province of Paris, on the Archbishop Cardinal André Ventoy, and also hundreds of priests will celebrate at this Mass, which is the only Mass we will have in Paris. And the last papal Mass was for the World Youth Day in August 97 with John Paul II.
Going back to the Vespers in Notre Dame, you yourself are a former rector, aren't you, I believe, of the cathedral?
I was rector before me becoming bishop between 2001 and 2003, and it's a very special place, as you can imagine, and it's a meeting point for many visitors from all the continents every day, but Friday afternoon, it will be very special since it will be the Vespers with all the consecrated people as priests, seminarians, religious, and the site himself of Notre Dame of Paris. And the liturgy will be wonderful, and it will be also the address of the Pope to the very dedicated people working for the Church here in France.
Like most other European countries, though, the priests are facing a huge challenge, aren't they? Shortages of vocations and so on. What are they hoping for, do you think, from this visit of Pope Benedict?
The encouragement by the Pope, I am sure that what says the Pope last in April in the States or in July in Australia will be the same. And I read also very, very carefully what the Pope said when he was on vacation in the north part of Italy, and mainly encouragement for the priests working very hard for the spread of the Gospels and the building of the church. And I am sure also it will be very impressive, because here in France, fortunately, we have many young priests coming from France, but also from many countries, because we have a special link with the French-speaking countries of Africa studying in Paris. And it will be very impressive to have the French church, but also the universal church around the successor of Peter.
The debate in France at the moment over laïcité, over the separation of church and state, is very much in the news again, isn't it, ahead of this papal visit?
The President Sarkozy, when he went in December in Rome to meet the Pope, made a very important speech about the new situation of religion in France. And he said in the state is not against the religions, but they are for religion, because the religion, and especially the Catholicism, was very important in the history of our country. But what was decided 100 years ago with the separation between church and state is now in a new situation, because we feel that the religions are very important also for peace, and also for the mixing of population. We said the church contribute to the lien social, to the social link between the population. And I think, especially in a diocese like ours, where there are very mixed populations, and they are happy to be Christian and happy to be in France.
You're also responsible for interreligious relations, aren't you, for the Bishops' Conference?
And I am very happy to notice that the Pope will meet the Muslim leaders, especially at the Bernardin, where the Pope will deliver his speech, and he will have a time just to greet them. And it's very important for France and for diocese of the suburb of Paris, since we have many Muslim community. But I can say, as bishop, that we have good contact with the leaders, and it was very important that the Muslims would be part of the papal visit.
What else do you see as the highlights of this visit? That speech, as you mentioned, at the Collège des Bernardins will be very significant, won't it?
I think it will be one of the most important talk that the Pope will give, since we know that he's part of Académie Française, the Institute of France, as foreign members of the Institute of Moral and Politic Academy, and he's part of France. He knows the French culture. He speaks French very fluently, with a very, very nice German accent, and he's known as one of the great thinkers of our time, and it will be one of the highlights of the visit, and for sure also the Mass here in Paris, and the pilgrimage in Lourdes, since the Pope is coming for the 150th anniversary of the apparition of the Virgin Mary to Bernadette Soubirous in Lourdes.
Bishop Jean-Yves Rieucreux, head of the Diocese of Pontoise in the northern suburbs of Paris. On Saturday afternoon, the Pope leaves the French capital and flies to Lourdes, where he will take part in the Jubilee Way, marking the 150th anniversary of the apparitions of Mary to the young Bernadette Soubirous. At the shrine, the Pope will also meet with all the French bishops and celebrate two masses, one on Sunday and the other on Monday morning, before returning to the Vatican.
He will take part in the two processions that are very much a part of the life of Lourdes, part of the devotion of Lourdes, and he will be seen as journeying with his fellow pilgrims.
Father Martin Moran is English language chaplain coordinator for pilgrims in Lourdes. I asked him about the atmosphere at the shrine ahead of this visit by a rather important pilgrim.
The atmosphere is at the moment quite exciting. I wouldn't want to say frenetic, but it's getting there. There's a lot of stuff happening, physical stuff happening, in the sense of roads are being closed off, parking spaces are being closed off, the altar's being constructed for the Mass on Sunday morning. And lots of different places, things are being put in place, to be able to televise the event and everything. And just lots of activity going on all around the, certainly around the sanctuary area, and then also in the town itself.
Now, Pope Benedict is spending 2 days there. He's making the same four-step pilgrimage that all the other ordinary visitors to Lourdes make. Just tell us briefly, if you can, about these four stops that really recall the life of Bernadette.
Yeah, it's called the Jubilee Way, and it's the four steps. The first stage of the Jubilee Way is the baptismal font in the parish church. It's the original font where St. Bernadette was baptized. Unfortunately, it's not the original church, because the church was destroyed by a fire. And behind, on the wall behind the font, you have a beautiful photocopy of the baptismal certificate of Bernadette. That's the first stage, and it recalls to mind our own baptism and asks us as adults to reflect on our baptism and the vows that were made for on behalf of us when we were children. The second stage is the Cascio, and that's where Bernadette's family were living at the time of the apparitions. And I'm sure lots of people, I'm sure, know already that was where a place of great poverty. It was the old jail, and actually condemned jail. Wasn't even seen fit for prisoners of the day, and that's where Bernadette and her family ended up after they fell into some poverty. And the theme there is the Beatitudes, and we're asked to meditate on the Beatitudes and how poverty is in our own day, and who are the Soubirous in today's world. The third step then is the grotto itself, going through, entering the sanctuary area by the official Jubilee door, the St. Michael's Gate, and making our way down towards the grotto under the arches that a lot of people would be familiar with, and venerating the icon of Our Lady. And then a visit to the grotto, and then from there back into the town again to visit the oratory of the old hospital where Bernadette made her first Holy Communion. And they are the four stages of the Jubilee Way. And as you rightly say, Philippa, many, many thousands of people have already completed the Jubilee Way so far this year. Numbers, the numbers of people that have done it are quite phenomenal. And Pope Benedict will be a regular and ordinary pilgrim completing that Jubilee Way himself over the weekend. He'll do it in two stages. He'll do the first three stages on Saturday evening when he arrives in Lourdes, and then on Monday morning he will complete the Jubilee Way by visiting the oratory in the old hospital.
Now, the Mass on Sunday will be concelebrated by bishops from all over France, because Lourdes plays a very important role in the national life of the church in France there, doesn't it?
It certainly does, because all year round we have many pilgrimages from all parts of France come here, diocesan pilgrimages, different organisations, societies, groups, families come from all parts of France to make their pilgrimage here. His Holiness is also meeting with the French bishops when he's here at the weekend. So it certainly does play an important role in the life of the church here in France.
Now, as we're saying, Pope Benedict is marking the 150th, this 150th anniversary of the apparitions. And people have been celebrating, as you say, throughout the whole of this year already. There are some important events, aren't they, being organised throughout this year to try and celebrate this Jubilee in many different ways.
There are, One of the things that one of the highlights of the Jubilee year would be the 12 mission statements that were proposed by Bishop Jacques Perrier, the Bishop of Tarbes and Lourdes, and highlighting different aspects of the mission of the church today. And different groups, then different pilgrimages, are taking that up and making that very much a theme of their own pilgrimage. For example, one of the mission themes is the church in mission with those with disability, and a large British based organisation, the HCPT, they took that up, and they are also holding a conference in November to mark the Jubilee year, and they've got some very good speakers lined up for that. Other pilgrimages have taken up other themes. Another one is the church in mission for Christian unity, and again at the end of this month we're very fortunate to have the visit of the Society of Mary, an Anglican church group with particular devotion to Mary, and we will also have at that pilgrimage a group of Catholics from Walsingham, the National Shrine in England, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams.
As you say, you're talking about the importance of remembering this anniversary, not as an event that happened 150 years ago, but something that really can speak to Christians of all different denominations today. What do you think is the ongoing message, if you like, if you had to summarise the ongoing message of Lourdes for Christians today?
Lourdes is a great leveller. People come here with their own intentions, with their own wishes, their own desires, their own hopes. And when they put that in the context of their fellow pilgrims when they're here, it seems to make everyone seem more equal. You know, people will come with a very grave illness, and they will often say, I thought I was, you know, I was in very poor health, or I thought my situation in my life was bad. When I see other pilgrims, it puts it into perspective. And I think Lourdes does that. It gives people a sense of renewing their faith. It gives them the space to do that, to renew their faith in a very busy world. Even though Lourdes this year, I must say, is extremely busy, but people are able to find pockets of tranquility throughout the sanctuary. And just by taking time out from their ordinary lives, they're able to do that.
Thanks there to Father Martin Moran, a chaplain to the English-speaking pilgrims in Lourdes. And finally today, we present the second part of Bernadette of Lourdes, our six-part radio drama written by Jill Bevilacqua, recounting the story of the poor peasant girl to whom the Virgin Mary appeared 150 years ago. At the end of yesterday's programme, Bernadette's father, François Soubirous, had been accused of theft and taken into jail, leaving his wife to look after their four hungry and sick children.
Hey, Marie, have you heard the news? They've freed Louise's husband.
No, that's good news. It was a real shame putting that poor fellow in jail. He already lives there.
With all those children, poor creatures.
Have you ever been inside that rat hole? Just once, to take some soup to the little ones. Oh, there was a smell, I can tell you.
Oh, the smell.
That's the least of it. But if you stay there for a while, you should feel the damp in that place. It's oozing out of the walls.
I can just imagine. But tell me, is it true that he drinks?
Cousoubirous?
Eh?
No. I've heard that story, too. It's her relations that have started it. And his relations say certain drinks. It's not true. It's pure invention. They're good people. I've never heard a crossword between them with all they've been through. Quite the opposite. They're really fond of each other.
But I'll tell you something else.
Oh, what?
Someone told me who knows the person who saw it.
Saw what?
Wait. Well, now, this person was saying her prayers in the church. All of a sudden, she hears a strange noise coming from where the tombstones are, you know?
Huh?
So she gets up and goes to see.
What did she see?
Ah, you'll never guess.
Go on, go on. What was it? A burglar?
Call him a burglar if you like. I'd call him a poor starving child.
And who was it? What was he doing there?
Subiru's son, the older one. Oh. He's only seven anyway. He was scraping the grease spots from the kennels and eating it.
Oh, heavens above, poor creature. What have we come to?
Well, it's time I was off.
Me too. Oh, I say. Look who's coming up the street.
Sounds cheerful, whoever it is. Well, Subiru's. He's out of jail.
His wife will be pleased.
I must go and tell her right away. You coming?
Yes, of course.
Let's go.
Well, look who it is. The lazy bones of Lord. Did they throw you out of jail, or wasn't it comfortable enough for you?
I would say he was completely at home there.
That's true enough. But think of those poor kids. How do they live?
Who knows where they'll end up, poor creatures. I mean, what can you expect with a father like that?
And then...
Hey, Subaru's! Aren't you going home to your bottle, my dear fellow?
Yes, if your dear wife hasn't finished it for you. Oh, but your good lady will have a few things to say to you, I'm sure. The mess you left her in.
Yes, I wouldn't be in too much of a hurry to go home if I were you. Oh,
but
freedom's a great thing.
But it's not much use if you don't have a job.
Yes, and with a hungry family.
Very well, Austin.
Hey. You'd better look around for something if you don't want your good wife to come after you with a rolling pin, huh?
If I were you, I'd hang around here a bit. Something will turn up.
Yeah, something will turn up.
Poor devil. Yeah, I wouldn't be in his shoes.
Something will turn up. Yes. Yes, I must find something. Louise. The baby. Bernadette. I must find work. Any kind of work. Oh, here's some coming. Sir, excuse me. Oh, well. Oh, sir, could I help you in any way?
No, I don't need any help, thank you. Some people have a word.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Postmaster. I suppose you don't have
it. It's you, Subrez. So they let you out?
Sir, I suppose you wouldn't have a little job for me.
Well, Subrez, when are you going to do an honest day's work?
Sir, I haven't had any luck for years now. But God is good, and I'm hoping that one day...
But haven't you ever heard of the saying, God helps those who help themselves?
Yes, I know, but what can I do to help myself? Oh, that sounds like the doctor's carriage.
Hey, Subiru's. Good to see you back in the land of the living. Have you been home yet? How's that asthmatic daughter of yours?
Oh, Doctor, Bernadette. Doctor, you wouldn't have a little job for me at the hospital. Anything, I wouldn't mind.
Job? Well, maybe. You really want to work? Well, I think I can find something for you.
Oh.
Yes, I know. Mind you, it's not what you'd call a clean job. But, well, if you want to eat, you have to make a sacrifice or two, you know.
Yes. Thank you, Doctor. I've never been afraid of making sacrifices. Doctor, what's the job?
Well, you have to cart away all the hospital rubbish, bandages, lint, laundry used by patients with infectious diseases, all that kind of stuff. If you want the job, you can start right away. I'll give you 20 francs.
Doctor. Well, I've certainly touched rock bottom.
please, it's freezing down here. Throw some more wood on the fire. The little ones are icy cold.
Toinette, run and get some more firewood. The fire's going out. Run, quickly.
Yes, Mother.
Bernadette, have you finished mending that hood?
Yes, Mother.
Well, go and give Toinette a hand with the firewood. Your father's cold. He hasn't eaten for 2 days, poor man. To save the bread for you children, the least we can do is keep him warm. He says he's not going to touch a bite till he gets another job. God help us.
Mother!
There's no more wood.
Not even a twig. I can't understand it. We gathered a whole lot yesterday.
Mother had to sell it for bread for the little ones.
Holy Mary, what do we do?
Well, we just have to go and look for some more. Come on, let's go.
Can I, Mother?
But you've been ill all night. It's cold out. There's a thick mist. You can hardly see.
Good morning, everyone. Are you coming to look for firewood, too?
Yes, we're going.
Come on, it's freezing.
You're coming with us?
Mother, let me go with them, please. I'll wrap up. I have my hood ready now.
All right. But be careful.
Yes, come on, let's get going. Bye, Mother.
Bye.
Bye. Take care, really.
See you later.
Beat you to it, Jeanette.
Not by much.
Oh, look at that sister of yours lagging behind. Come on, slowcoach.
Hey, look, Jean, down there on the bank. Looks like old Mother Pigoon.
Oh, sure it does. What's she doing? She's washing something, but it's colouring all the water. Hey, Mother Pigoon, what are you washing down there?
It's Mr. Clarence Pig. And what are you girls doing out in this weather?
Well, we're looking for firewood.
Go to Monsieur Le Fitzfield. He's just cut some trees down.
Oh, no, they take us for thieves.
Then go in the direction of Massabielle.
What? Where the pigs feed?
That's it. That's the place.
Oh, good. Thanks, Mother.
Come on.
We went to look where the mill stream joins the river.
And suppose it doesn't join it until Betterham. Do you feel like walking all those miles?
Oh, come on. Let's go there anyway. Come on, are you coming or not? Hey, look down there. There's a whole lot of dry branches.
Come on, let's go.
There.
But how can we get across the river?
Well, that's not a problem. Just take your clogs off.
Are you coming or not? Oh, look how much wood is there.
Yes, I'm coming. Just wait a minute. I have to cross the stream.
Come on, you scaredy cat.
Look, this water's freezing.
You're ready then. Come on.
Toinette! Jeanne! Oh, come and help me put some stepping stones in the water. Otherwise, I can't cross. I've got stockings on. I promised Mother
right,
I wouldn't...
then. I'll come back and carry you.
Across. No, you can't. You're too little. Jeanne, you carry me.
Me? Not on your life. Take your clogs and cross the way we did. Come on, Toinette. Can't wait all day for your lazy big sister. She's hardly gathered any wood at all.
You're right. Let her get on with it.
Is she always like that?
No, she's got asthma.
Asthma?
Dear, they've gone now. What will I do? I wonder if there's an easier way to cross further up. No, it's no good. I'll just have to take my shoes and stockings off. Isn't that wind? I must have imagined it. Whatever. Oh.
And you can hear part three of Bernadette of Lourdes, written by Jill Bevilacqua, on our feature programme at this same time tomorrow. You're listening to Vatican Radio. Laudato Jesus Christus.